And even though it leaves us all with heaps and piles of healing, we're all only humans, just searching for a feeling. Romantic love, or the ones who really felt like the one. To be in love with anything is to be in love, because love is meant to be equally as fulfilling, no matter what it's directed at. So be in love with your life in every way that you possibly can, and let it be known that that is what being in love is. Be in love with trying new recipes and taking the long way home, and coffee that's exactly how you like it every morning. Be in love with the last album your favorite artist released, a book you read recently, or your weekly trip to the grocery store. Be in love with rainy days, a really good workout, your skincare routine, your favorite outfit. Be in love with everything you love. Immerse yourself in it. Fall hard for it. And be so sure of it that you never wonder if it's going to leave. Feel the type of joy you think you only get to have when you're in love, because you are. This is what love is all about. And to let yourself do all your favorite things and feel that deeply about them is the most profound form of being loved in return, because you are constantly surrounded by all of it. If you let yourself fall in love with everything you love, you are always in love. And what a beautiful way to be. The one who loves you will not make you spend a day wondering whether they love you or not. You will know the whole time. The one who loves you will not keep you a secret. They will tell everyone that they are the one who loves you. They will tell their friends, and they will tell mountaintops and strangers, and they will tell you too. Not in code or a language you don't understand. Not only with actions, but with those exact words. The one who loves you will only make you wait the perfect amount of time. And it won't even feel like waiting. It will feel like time flying. The one who loves you will never make you scared that the end is coming, because new chapters will keep beginning and beginning, and they will make any endings feel like turning corners instead of closing doors. They will challenge you, because that's life, but they will also change for you, like you will change for them, but only in ways that make sense, because they are the one who loves you. They will love you in a way that feels like love. You will know. And during moments when you are pushing them away, you will find their feet are glued to the ground in front of you because they are not going anywhere. And one day, years from the start, you will wake up beside the one who loves you. And you will realize you knew all along because they never for a moment treated you like they didn't. When the one who loves you, you will know. I met you in the summer, and all I could do was hope I'd have the privilege of loving you in the fall. But when the sky started to gray and the leaves started to live on the ground instead of in the trees, that I would not only still know you, but love you, and I would say it out loud, and you would say it back. I hoped that I could hold you through the loneliest season, and it wouldn't feel lonely anymore. When I loved you in the fall, all I could do was hope that you would love me through the winter, when it was too cold outside to bear it. Even though enough time will have gone by that we will have revealed some of the secrets of our past, our habits and idiosyncrasies, even while the hurt that other people inflicted upon us before we met was blatantly thawing out. Funny how hurt tends to do that in the colder months while everything else stays frozen. When we were in love all through the winter, all I could do was hope we would still be in love in the spring. That as days got longer, you wouldn't want to spend your extra time with anybody other than me. That while everything became new again, you wouldn't feel the pull to start over with somebody else. That the same love that carried us through the other seasons would carry us back into the one we started in. But summer comes again and again, and we remain as in love as we were in all the seasons that came before. And the hope that you will continue to choose me has dwindled, because you only hope for things you can't be sure of yet. My only hope now is that there will be enough seasons for us to feel like we have adequate time. And I don't think